Yo, 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 what's going on? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Winning State of Mind. This is your boy Alex. Not just any Alex, but Alex Davis. I reside in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I'm here to drop some knowledge and hopefully some words that you might need to have heard that might help you realize that you've always had a winning state of mind all along. Maybe that'll be the outcome. So that's what I'm gonna hope, and I'm going to instill you with just some revelations that I've come to over the past week. I think the most important lesson that I can give is that you must maintain your relationships. And I don't like to say you need or you have to, but this case, there's no exception. You must maintain your relationships. And for those of you who think that hanging out with your friends is a form of not being productive, you're wrong. Don't worry. Don't be upset. Don't be mad. Don't be confused. Don't be surprised. I was the same way. Thinking so stupidly, so selfishly, so arrogantly, so blindly, irrationally, that me giving myself a day to just do nothing but hang out with my friends was shorting myself in the long run and holding myself back from success in the future. Mind you, this is all stemming from so many people that are rich and famous and that have these platforms, and they just talk about work, 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 because it sounds so good. But they probably have the worst lives. They're probably making up for so much. And I give people like Gary Vee kudos. I give them props. Because they do build empires. They build multi-million, sometimes even billion-dollar companies. But what's the trade-off here? We're only seeing what's in front of us. We don't see what it's like when you have no real friends. No friends that you carried from childhood. Nobody that would be willing to actually drive if your car broke down to meet you 30 miles away, 40 miles away. To come pick you up. Someone that is, you needed money when you used to be the one that was making all the money. Now the tables turn and they might use that against you. They might blackmail you. I'm not saying that someone like Gary Vee is living this life, but there's a very good chance because there's an action and there's a reaction. There's a cause and there's an effect. And that is something that will never change in life, no matter where you go, who you talk to, or what you do. For every action, there is a reaction. And for every cause, there is an effect. I've been speaking to my cousin on the phone a lot lately, and he's always been very inspiring to me. And he doesn't have the ideal life at all, but he's getting through it and still doing what he needs to do to maintain these relationships with his family and me. And I'm just so astounded. It's astonishing how he goes above and beyond to maintain these relationships and also makes time to work so much.
he is an exhibit and a prime example of someone that you should strive to be. A hardworking person that knows how to balance life and work, and that realizes that life will always be more important than work, no matter how much you do work. He told me, and I'm sure he won't really mind me sharing this, but it's not like it's that personal, but he told me the year when he grossed the most money was the year when he sunk the lowest ever. That was his lowest point, when it was when he was financially at his highest. And that right there, that just goes to show, money isn't everything. These physical possessions and these man-made objects, at the end of the day, they don't bring fulfillment. A quote that I took from my cousin Chris, he told me, taking care of your friendships is a job itself. So you're still working. You're just working in a different field. I like to think I'm working in a garden and I'm watering my flowers. And y'all know, for those who do know, that I'm a huge Tyler the Creator fan, and that I call myself a flower boy anyway. Your friends are also flowers. And flowers never pick themselves. So pick wisely and make sure you take care of them. Because if you don't, now that you pick them, if you don't take care of them, they'll wilt, right? You pick who your friends are. You don't get automatically assigned friends. And that's why a flower is such a perfect analogy, because we're responsible for cultivating our own gardens. There's so much that goes into upkeep that will never change. But that's what speaks the most volume, is when you're dedicated, you're authentic, and most of all, you give your time to those who matter. You're not worried about comparing yourself to other people or giving yourself a deadline. You're living in the moment. And living in the moment is the most important thing. My issue is always that I was looking down the road. Where will I be in 5 years? Where will I be? On my wall in my bedroom hangs a 5-year plan, because I spoke to my college landlord's father and he told me he was a life coach. And we're talking and talking and talking. And he says, you know what? One thing I always say to people who want to get serious about where they'll be in X amount of years, and you want to be successful, because I told him I want to do music and be a motivational speaker, he should make a plan. Write it down. And don't lie to yourself. The problem with a lot of people that I do this with is that a lot of people lie to themselves. And I said, oh, look, you don't got to worry about me lying to myself. I accept the reality of situations. And so that's what I have hanging on my wall right now. And I look at that in 5 years and I'm like, wow, will I even be close to that? You know? And it's crazy, because that's 5 years. 5 years, in theory, isn't even that long. And 5 years can pass before you know it. 5 years can be here in a blink of an eye. But yeah, here I am, wondering if I'll even be at the finish line before I even really started. If one thing I learned from the tragic passing of one of my childhood best friends, Alex Smith, on Thursday of last week. It's that nothing, whether it be working, whether it be a car, or whether it be even reaching a new goal or milestone, will never, ever replace the feeling of spending time with a loved one. It will never equal it. Never. I don't care what it is, what you buy, what you do. It will never compare to spending time with a loved one. You can search long and hard. I dare you. Please. Please put it upon yourself to find something that compares. And you'll be searching forever. So let me just help you and shorten that whole adventure by informing you that that's the truth. I was lying to myself. Yeah, you know, it's fine. I don't need to be talking to everybody. I just need to work. Like, they need to know I'm working. I'm acting to talking like I'm working, I'm grinding. Well, why do I feel slower? You know, why do I feel not as happy anymore? Why do I feel like something's missing? Why do I feel like I can't get the creativity to do something crazy, to keep elevating? Why do I feel stuck? Why do I feel gross? Well, have you checked your friendships? Have you asked your friend that you've been friends with for 6 years how their life has been? Have you asked them about their day? What they had for lunch? No. And that's a flower that wilts to never be resurrected again. I've never gone through anything like this before. Where I've lost someone my age that was so near and so dear to me. You have to forgive me. I'm just like taking a moment here. But like I was saying, I'm speaking on this Saturday at my good friend's funeral. And though so many feelings go through my mind, especially the more I find out about why this even happened in the first place, and even though I feel so guilty and so wrong and so stupid and so selfish for not even calling him this week, not even reaching out to him this week to make sure he knew that I was caring about him or thinking about him. I gotta look at the best and the good and reflect in those times. That's what we do as those who share. We look at the best and the worst. We come together and we all think about the importance of making sure your loved ones know that you love them. And that's one thing, Smitty. That's why I thank you. Because you showed me that I have no excuse now. I have no reason to not be hitting my friends up. And I made that a mission. Pushing myself to reach out to everybody. All the time. If I thought we were good friends, at least we talked on a decent basis. Expect to hear a call from me. Or to see a text from me. Because no longer will I let you be on standby. No longer will our phones only work one way. No. They're working both ways. Being a friend is a respectable job, and nobody's going to judge you if you go away for a weekend with your friends. You spent nights with your friends, or you spending daytimes with your friends. No one's going to judge you. If anything, they'll assume that everything's happy-go-lucky and that you're having a great time with your friends. Thank you, Smitty. Thank you, man. Thank you for all you revealed to us and for the light that you brought into this world. And just to bring some context, this is my childhood best friend who last week passed away in a car accident. Fatal, very, very fatal car accident. Let me do a quick time check. 17. Well, I hope this message receives you well. And I wanted to definitely make an episode, and I thought I'd have better composure, but I don't think there's, even if I redid this episode, a chance of me holding it together. So I want to just make this authentic, you know, and I don't aim to be perfect in my podcast at all. I just want to get the message across. And if you have this mindset, then congratulations. You are having a winning state of mind, and you now have a winning state of mind. Because you realize that the things of this earth cannot provide us the love that we actually need, cannot provide us the feelings that we actually need. Only through giving, through loving, and through changing the world. For freeing others. Can we be fulfilled? That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts. People can say anything. People can stunt all they want and still be fake rich. But when the cameras are off, what are you really getting? What feeling are you really feeling? Well, to sum it up, like I said, congratulations. You're on the right side of thinking, my friends. Cherish your relationships. Don't take a single day for granted. Reach out to friends you haven't spoken to in a long time. Ask them how they're doing. Don't be afraid to say hi. Don't be afraid to ask how's it going. Don't even be afraid to introduce yourself to people. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your family. Most of all, take care of yourself. And give yourself a reason to enjoy this beautiful life that we were given. Notice I didn't say generated random like a computer code. You were given this life. And I'm sure that Smitty's up there right now, just looking down on us. And I think he knows that he'll always be a part of us. I think that's all I have for today. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It is all good, y'all. Realize that there's light in every situation. And I apologize for the pauses. I just need some moments to get myself together. But I love y'all. I don't even know if I tell y'all that enough, but I love y'all. And hopefully even in this 20-minute episode, you were able to get some value. Please let me know if there's anything you would like me to discuss specifically. If you would like to be a member of this podcast. If you would like to be on an episode as a guest host. Or whatever may have you, you just want to say, hello, sunshine. So be it. I'm completely down. Message me on my social media. You can text me. For people I work with, you can Slack me. Whatever you prefer. But if you did not get anything from this episode, just to reiterate, relationships will always, always, always count more than money. Always. They're not even in the same league. Yet we love to compare them. So that's all I got for y'all tonight. This is The Winning State of Mind. It has been with Alex Davis. Thank you for changing your mind. Thank you for opening your mind, I should say. Not even changing it, because I don't care if you change it or not. But I'm giving you the tools that I've learned that helped me. And if you do decide to take that change, then thank you for it. Taking the chance to spin and be a part of something greater. Y'all have a good night. Be easy on yourselves. And some of y'all I'll follow up with on Saturday. All right? Deuces.